America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In just a moment, we'll be talking praying mantises with our naturalist and farmer, Greg Quinn. But first, a survey by dating site Victoria Milan, which is designed for married and attached people seeking affairs, found that your musical preference can determine your faithfulness. It turns out fans of jazz are the most likely to cheat, 19%, followed by salsa, 14%, and pop, 13%, country music, 12%. At the bottom were fans of indie music, just 3% cheated, and heavy metal, 2%. The survey found people are reminded of their partner when they hear their favorite music. Being married is good for your health, especially if you're a man. Researchers found people who got married are healthier and live longer than those who don't. And they found the benefits are even greater for men. While men's health declines after divorce, it recovers if they remarry. Most swimmers believe that red stinging eyes in the pool are caused by chlorine, but a report from the CDC says it's caused by chlorine binding with sweat, urine, and other waste from swimmers. These irritants tend to be stronger in indoor pools where they can contribute to poor air quality. The lack of air circulation can cause further irritation for swimmers, such as red eyes and stinging. The CDC says that keeping doors and windows open allows for better air circulation and suggests that swimmers shower and use the restroom before getting in the pool. Naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, who's responsible for bringing black currants to the U.S. market and grows black currants on his current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York, is a regular contributor here with his Notes from the Current Farm.
I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Current Farm. Science fiction writers as far back as Isaac Asimov and Robert Heinlein have been imagining what residents from other galaxies would look like. Many of the early writers of these genres had trouble getting their stories published because the societies and inhabitants they envisioned were considered too far-fetched to be believable. But one doesn't need to travel light years to view horrific, murderous aliens living in a society without conscience. They live right here on the current farm. They're called insects, and one of the most alien of them all is the praying mantis. The word mantis comes from the Greek mantikos, meaning prophet. These large insects indeed look wise and all-knowing, and their name comes from the manner in which they hold their forearms, which appears like they're praying. Mantises have a visual range of up to 60 feet. They have two large compound eyes spaced quite far apart and three other eyes between them. This combination gives them wide binocular field of vision and, at close range, precise stereoscopic vision. The dark spot on each eye is called a pseudopupil, and it makes the mantis appear more animal than insect. And they have the unique ability in the insect world of being able to swivel their head 180 degrees and will turn and look at you when you approach. Oddly, the praying mantis only has one ear, located on the underside of its belly. One ear means they cannot determine the direction of sound, but they can detect echolocation produced by bats. Studies have shown that flying praying mantises are experts at evading bats at night. Of the 2,400 species of mantises, only 18 are here in the United States, and the most common, the Chinese and European mantises, were actually imported in the last 100 years. They use them to help control agricultural insects. The truth is, they do eat a lot of bad insects, but they probably eat just as many good ones. A praying mantis will just as likely grab one of my honeybees from a flower as it will a gypsy moth caterpillar. When they are young, they consume tiny insects. As they grow, the size of the prey they choose increases. Large species have been known to prey on small scorpions, lizards, frogs, birds, fish, and even rodents. Last year, I saw one here on the farm which had just captured a hummingbird. They are often seen in ambush pose, staying very still on a branch, or sometimes swaying side to side. When a victim is in close range, the mantis strikes out with lightning speed, grasping and holding the prey with its spiked forelegs. The mating season begins in the fall, and it's not uncommon for the female to kill and eat the much smaller male. Talk about unimaginable social habits. The female then lays up to 400 eggs. The eggs are usually deposited in a frothy mass that hardens, creating a protective capsule attached to a small twig. As soon as the young hatch in the spring, they set about seeking their first meal, which is often each other. For a podcast of this and previous notes from The Current Farm, and to learn about the healthiest berry of all, go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
All right, Greg, so tell us your Father's Day story that relates to this particular show and the segments you do.
Had the grandkids over to the farm for the weekend, and one of my smaller grandchildren, I saw her out in the field next to the flowers looking at the bees, and she had a stick in her hand as a microphone, and she was saying, "And this is Mike Bennett with Notes from the Current Farm and Greg Quinn reporting from the field."
Oh, that's terrific. And she's 5 years old. She's got a career in radio.
She does. Any openings?
Not at this time, but, you know, by the time she's ready, I'll be ready to pack it in.
Wonderful.
We'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at mikeaw@mikebennettradio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at MikeBennett11. And with farmer and naturalist Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Suppose one day your physician decided to repair motorcycles instead of people? Hey, it could happen. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Proctologist ditches the medical profession, enrolls in Harley College, makes it all the way to the final examinations. The doctor's engine rebuild is far behind the other students. They've disassembled the whole mill while he's still removing the top end. Finally, they finish. The rebuild time is tallied. The doctor finishes a whole hour behind the rest of the students. Yet the doctor takes first place. How did I get all the extra points? The former proctologist asks. The instructor says, for doing it all through the exhaust. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Bill is 70 years young and trying to renew his driver's license. For the first time in 52 years, the DMV made him take a driving test, which he passed. But now they want Bill's doctor to provide a letter of approval, and they want to limit his driving to within 20 minutes of home. Bill says this is age discrimination. It could be. What do you think? The final verdict after this. ADT, the leader in home security, is now offering $850 of free security equipment. Call 877-875-2474. That's 877-875-2474. For drivers over 70, it's not uncommon for the DMV to require a doctor's letter, restrict driving to daylight hours, or even insist the driver stay within 20 minutes of home. And that's the final verdict.